The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
As you know, for golfers, a hole-in-one is something they can only dream about. On the other hand, a hole in one of your teeth, that's something you may scream about. Listen to this. A dentist was examining a new patient. "Oh my," he said. "That's the biggest cavity I've ever seen. The biggest cavity I've ever seen." "Was that really necessary?" asked the patient. Doctor replied, "Well, what do you mean?" "Oh, I'm frightened enough as it is. Why do you have to repeat yourself about the size of my cavity?" "I didn't," said the dentist. "That was the echo." Wow, that must have been one big cavity to echo his voice. Hey, welcome to the Summer Smile Show here on Dr. Health Radio. It's the healthiest 2 hours on radio, and we invite you to listen all hour long. But if you can't for some reason, you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's drhealthradio.com, and listen to either today's show or all the previous shows. And tonight, our show does a rebroadcast for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer. It's the Snowman with you, keeping you cool and healthy, and we want to get your pearly whites shining even brighter this summer. So we have Dr. Dennis Nagata, our resident dental expert here. Actually, he'll be joining us on our phone lines. He could not be in the studio today physically, but he will be physically on the phone lines and answering your questions on anything having to do with your teeth, gums, mouth or tongue, or gums, tongue, teeth, and lips. All right, and anything to having to do with your mouth. All right, let's see, details on dentistry, minus the filling, drilling, and billing, of course. And then in the second hour of the program, next hour, botanical medicine expert Steve Fraley joins us to highlight the plant medicine that Hawaiians used for centuries to promote healing and relieve pain, as well as a lot of other things. It's a nutritious herb, but mostly used for medicinal purposes, and we'll talk about how it can help you too. So that's on next hour's agenda. Okay. All right. Let's see. What else next week? All right. Excuse me. Next hour I mentioned that, but next week I did not mention. So if you have a bucket list, well, that's an important thing about, you know, having goals in your life and things you want to accomplish before the end of your life. But what about a eulogy? Maybe you should write one down, one of your own, before somebody else does. And all the events and accomplishments of your life. We have a guest next week, Elizabeth Trinkus. She's the author of Enough Already. Yes, You Are. And she'll be joining us with some enlightening news about being enlightened and why you should put your priorities in order. And, you know, everybody thinks that, oh, just one more goal or one more check off my bucket list and I'll be happy or I'll be fulfilled. But, you know, that last one never comes, maybe. And kind of like the millionaire that says, oh, I just want to make one more million and then I'll be happy. Or fulfilled. No, that's not how it works. Okay. And then in the second half of the first hour of next week's show, polycystic ovary syndrome, the PCOS, which millions of women have, and this condition has no cure, unfortunately, but there are effective treatments, at least to manage this PCOS, and you'll find out what they are and the best ones and the ones that you probably want to avoid. On next week's show, we have an expert with a new book out on that particular important topic. Then at 10 next week, can sound be used as a healing modality? Well, Don Crystal joins us with some sound advice on using sound for healing. Plus, we'll have a former Miss America contestant who will give us some behind-the-scenes information on just what goes on for the Battle of the Miss America Crown and why the swimsuit competition is being eliminated from the pageant. And she's not so happy about that. She worked so hard to be fit enough to fit in her bikini and compete in the swimsuit contest. And we'll talk about fitness at the elite level, as well as other things that that you can use for practical advice on staying fit and healthy. 2 weeks from today, hey, mark your calendars now for September 1st, our 28th anniversary show of Dr. Health Radio. We'll have our regular cast of characters, so to speak, our celebrity lineup of guests, health celebrities, that is, including Elaine LaLanne, who is, I believe, 93 now. She's America's First Lady of Fitness, still filled with glee at 93. Also, Gilad, the host of television's number one fitness show, Bodies in Motion, will be with us. And a very special tribute, she'll be also with us, Geraldine Saunders, the Love Boat lady. You remember the TV's Love Boat, the popular show back in the 70s and 80s. She'll be turning 95 the same weekend as our anniversary show. So a special tribute to her on that particular anniversary. All right. Oh, and of course, our one and only Dick Allgaier, a veteran of TV news, television news, and also the producer of our weekly health report, which you hear in the 10 o'clock hour of every Dr. Health radio show, and you have for over 20 years. Plus, some very important information to keep you younger and healthier longer. We haven't confirmed this, but we'll have on the schedule is world-renowned longevity researcher Dr. Bradley Wilcox from the University of Hawaii School of Medicine, and also a noted hormone expert, Hugh Woodward, on how hormones can keep you young. So do not miss this vital info on keeping you vital, and that's 2 weeks from today on our anniversary show. All right, straight ahead of the news. Have a wound that needs healing? Just put a smart bandage on it. Details on that. Then in the diet department, is this the ultimate blow to paleo? The latest on high and low carb diets. Plus, why the cure for dehydration may be just a mint away. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
All right, here's a bandage that can sense and treat infections. You know, some infections or injuries, like burns, tend to heal slowly and are prone to infection. So University of Nebraska did some research and developed a high-tech bandage that can spot infection and inflammation as well as treating it. What it has is a pH sensor to detect bacterial infection and a temperature sensor that tells the bandage when a wound is getting inflamed, you know, because when there's inflammation, there's also heat. So both sensors are embedded in this sheet of kind of a super absorbent hydrogel. And it also holds tiny drug capsules. So when the sensors find signs of infection, it triggers the release of antibiotics. How's that for a smart bandage? And that's just, well, stay tuned. It's not out yet, but that is in the near future. Good news indeed. Right, to dodge dehydration, you might want to enjoy a mint. You know, summer is the prime time for subclinical dehydration. People don't realize they're dehydrated, and they wonder why they're lacking in energy, and it makes them sluggish. And it's because it slows the a fluid imbalance or a deficiency of water. It slows the production of your brain waves. I think I'm dehydrated right now. No, I'm not sluggish right now. Anyway, British scientists say that sucking on a mint can increase your PEP by 23% in just 2 minutes because it helps to form beta waves, and it prompts the brain to, well, it energizes the brain, basically. And this is from neurologist Dr. Alan Hirsch, also research from him. We've had him on the show some years ago. He's from the Smell and Taste Research Foundation in Chicago. It also activates the thirst mechanism. This is good news, so that eating 3 mints a day, they say, can help you add 18 ounces of water to your daily quota. So it helps encourages more thirst of H2O, which is going to help prevent dehydration. All right, is this information going to sink the paleo diet movement? Well, a new study in the Lancet Public Health, this came out just this week, finds that people who get about half their total calories from carbs maybe at a lower risk of early death than those who follow either a high or a low carbohydrate diet. Researchers analyzed more than 15,000 middle-aged U.S. adults, then adjusted for various lifestyle factors. And the bottom line, cut to the chase here, the high-carb dieters or eaters lost a year of their life, conceivably. But get this, the low-carb eaters lost 4 years. And if you put it another way, the 50% group had a life expectancy of 83. That was the average. And then the high-carb lovers, 82, so they lost a year of life. And the low-carb crowd, it was down to 79 years old. So that's what they would forecast. So basically, high-carb consumption, it really comes down to the fact that these individuals get a lot of refined carbohydrates, which can cause, you know, weight gain and diabetes and other problems. Whereas the low-carb dieters or carbers tend to have high intakes of meat and dairy products. Meats and dairy don't have any, carbohydrates to speak of. And so either extreme is not healthy. That's the take-home message there. All right, speaking of weight loss and diets, everything is better under the sun or in the sunshine, apparently. Researchers at the University of Nottingham, they have shown that providing a dose of vitamin D helps not only bolster your, you know, things like heart health and bone health, but also your risk of depression. And the rays of the sun can also set your metabolism into overdrive. Did you know, for instance, that brown fat, which it's actually the beneficial fat, there's brown fat and white fat, but the brown fat is what you want more of. Most people don't have enough and they have too much white fat. Anyway, it produces up to 300 times more heat than any other tissue in the body, and that helps you burn extra calories with no extra effort. So they say that exposure to sunlight activates your brown fat cells, and not only that, University of Alberta researchers showed that the fat cells just beneath your skin shrink when they're exposed to sunlight. So that's a good thing, and the scientists believe that you can't store as much fat in when you're exposed to intense sunlight. So, and everybody knows that we have intense sunlight here in Hawaii, that's for sure. So get out in the sun more, and you might have an easier time dieting. Okay, and one last article in the news. What's the hardest substance in your body? Or it should be the hardest substance, and that is that white, shiny, gray color that makes up the tooth, the tooth enamel, each of your 32 teeth, if you have all of them. That is the hardest substance. The tooth enamel is the toughest in our body, and it has a degree of hardness similar to that of granite. Unfortunately, some people have soft tooth enamel. It's not as strong as it is supposed to be, and so they have issues with that. And we'll talk about that with Dr. Dennis Nagata, who is a cosmetic dentist, but he also specializes in general dentistry. He's a general specialist, or is he a specialty? His specialty is general medicine. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk to him in just a matter of moments when we take this brief break, and we'll be back with more information for your good dental health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
This is Anthony Hopkins with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. Did you know that the right foods can help prevent this frightening disease? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even improve survival. Visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. Brought to you by The Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival.
Choo, 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 that is the thing to do. Choo, 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 good food is good for you. Choo, 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 but only if you chew. That is the right thing to do.
And unfortunately, it's hard to chew without all of your teeth, all 32 of them. Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio, 20 minutes after the hour here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. Thanks for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Today in this hour of the program, Dr. Dennis Nagata, our resident dental expert, joins us as he has for over 20 years, but who's counting? And we'd like to welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Nagata. You must be on the golf course since you're not here in the studio. Just kidding.
Yes, I am. I'm just waiting to play in about an hour.
Oh, I busted you. I was only kidding, but you're serious. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That means you're physically active this weekend, and that's what we want everybody to do. So you're following a good health regimen. So we admire and our hats off to you. Our golf caps off to you for that. So first question, what do you call a bear with no teeth? I know you don't treat animals, but do you know what do you call a bear without any teeth?
Skinny bear.
No, a gummy bear.
Oh, a gummy bear.
Yeah. Let's get into serious dental talk and our conversation that we do every so many months on dental health. This is I entitled it the Summer Smile Show because people, it seems like they pay more attention to their teeth in the winter and other seasons. But do you find any more problems during the summer months than other times of the year with your patients?
Well, I think, the summer months are times when a lot of the teenagers are out of school and we need, they have wisdom teeth that are not coming out of their mouth and they need to get them removed. And usually that's a busy time where we're we're sending these kids out to get their wisdom teeth removed.
Really?
Because there's no room. There's no room in the mouth for the teeth. You know,
right.
Too much teeth, not enough room, which is a product of the evolution of our diet. But unfortunately, that's the way it is.
So it's like a vestigial organ that there's really no use for it anymore. I have one left. Does that mean... Can I take wisdom to the grave, or can I?
Yeah, you have a little wisdom.
I have a little wisdom. Okay.
You have a little wisdom left.
Okay, I don't want to get rid of that tooth. That's the last tooth that I'm going to have you do anything with, because I need all the wisdom I can get. But anyway, I don't think I've ever asked you this, and I don't know if you know the answer. But what percentage of the population have had, still have their wisdom teeth, or? I wonder if, is it like 80% of people that have had their wisdom teeth removed, or do half the population still have theirs, or what's the percentage there?
You know what? I really don't know, but there's
interesting
studies. There's interesting studies that have come out where the importance of the wisdom teeth, if you can keep it in, they've done studies on NFL players.
Uh-huh.
And the NFL players who are without wisdom teeth are more prone to concussions.
Oh, no kidding. Interesting.
And so there's a strange correlation, because the wisdom teeth helps support the bone.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
So with the wisdom teeth, if we can keep it in there, we can keep it in, as long as there's no pathology involved with the tooth. The only problem with wisdom teeth is that if we keep it in there too long, and they're in an improper position directly against the tooth in front of it, which is the second molar.
Right.
If you can't, and it's partially erupted, if you can't clean it, that area where that third molar is hitting that second molar is going to get decayed.
Right.
And now you have the possibility of losing that second molar as well as the third. So, we have to really, really look at the situation of every patient.
And isn't it also harder to extract as you get older? Or not?
Yes, the bone gets denser.
Yeah,
the bone gets denser as
right.
you get older. So it's
usually
recommend before 21, 22 if they need to get it removed.
Oh, interesting. Wow. And what about other sports such as soccer players or anybody that could be subjected to head trauma? Would that also apply?
You know, I think so, but I don't see very many soccer players wearing mouth guards, do you?
I don't. No. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's something that they have less protective gear than. And soccer, based on what I was watching the World Soccer Series, man, those guys play rough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and medically speaking, I think it's just as bad, just as hazardous a sport as football, if not more so, maybe not more so, but right up there with football as far as the incidence of or the likelihood of concussions. So that's what I've read at
least. Right.
So.
Right.
Golf,
yeah.
On the other hand, not so bad. You know, you just yell,
four. Yeah, no, unless you clench your teeth while you're hitting the ball, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's talk about clenching your teeth while you're not just hitting balls, but also maybe sleeping or in other stressful situations where you could have bruxism and grinding of the teeth,
right.
And then let's talk about that, because I know that's a big problem with your patients. Are you in a windy area, because we're getting some feedback?
Let me move. Okay.
Go over to the 19th hole.
that's after 18.
That's after.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Much
better.
Okay, better. Okay, so usually what we have is a situation with grinding and crunching, and it's usually people who have either the bite is not correct, or they're not having enough oxygen.
Oh, wow.
When they're sleeping.
Huh.
And so there's been a distinct correlation between patients who have had sleep apnea and untreated sleep apnea, and an increase in bruxism at night.
Oh, interesting. So, the two go hand in hand, or they relate to each other. Okay.
Correct.
And then what percentage of your patients have sleep apnea or bruxism, the grinding of teeth at night? Is that
I'm going to say, conservatively speaking, about 75%.
No, you're kidding me. Really? That high an amount, huh?
I think the reason why I say that, because based on what I've seen so far in my treatment of people with sleep apnea, there's a correlation between people who have sleep apnea and people who have jaw problems.
Mm.
And, it's like the chicken and the egg.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, which came first, the jaw problem and the apnea, or the apnea and the jaw problem?
Mm-hmm.
So, but fortunately, we have devices to help with both now.
And then as far as risk factors for sleep apnea, obesity is one of the main risk factors, right?
Obesity is number one risk factor,
one, yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of other factors that are involved. There's a lot of studies that come out where there's a lot of women who are, you know, at normal weight or even underweight who have some form of sleep apnea. So it's not necessarily a weight issue. It's mostly a disease of anatomy.
Oh, okay.
So what happens if you have, like, you can be skinny, but you can have a really droopy palate in your mouth, the top of your mouth, that soft tissue, and then that will cause an obstruction or some kind of a problem while you're sleeping. And so a lot of people have the problem when they're sleeping on their back.
Uh-huh. All
but,
right.
Yeah, so we have them sleep on the side. And there's a lot of, it's called positional apnea treatment. And then they have, like, pillows that you can put around your waist so that you don't sleep on your back.
Oh, okay. Right. I always sleep on my side. Is that better?
Yeah. That's okay. Good. That's okay. Good. And apparently they say that the left side is better than the right.
I can never fall asleep on my left side. I try. I've heard that before. Yeah. And why is that? Why is it better to sleep on your left side?
I think it's because it's less stress on the heart.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes. I think I do remember reading that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't. Yeah. I try, and then I keep, you know, I'm still awake 5 or 10 minutes later, and I turn over to the right side, and I conk out. I don't know what it is about that. But anyway, everybody's different, I guess. Now, is that you're talking about the droopy, is that the uvula in the back of the mouth?
The uvula. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's medical surgical procedures called UPPP where they kind of reduce the volume of the soft palate so that it reduces the obstruction and increases the airway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's one way that hurts like hell. It's like taking out your tonsils.
Ooh, I had mine out as a kid.
It's worse. Yeah, worse than taking out your tonsils. But you're on ice cream diet, so that's the only benefit, maybe.
Well, okay. Well, that's another program. I won't comment on that. Now, it appears droopy. You say when you look in a person's mouth, is that because their tissues?
So what happens? We have several classifications that was developed by an anesthesiologist. His name was Malampati, Malampatti. And he scored these palates because he was the one who was intubating these people when they have surgery.
Oh, okay.
So based on the Malampati score, which ranges from 1 to 4, 4 being the fact that you can't really see the back of your throat and the soft palate is drooping so far down that they have to use a different size device for the intubation. So from that classification, we also correlated that to sleep apnea. And when you see a Malampati 4, when I look and screen from the patient and I see a Malampati 4, then I suspect obstructive sleep apnea, and then I start questioning the patient on their sleep. And then, you know, we have them fill out a form, which is called the Epworth sleep test, and you can fill it out online. And the Epworth sleep test will give us some indication objectively and subjectively in a way of how you're sleeping.
Oh, really?
If you score a certain amount, say 10, 11, 12, then, you know, you take this form to your physician.
Right.
And then you are eligible for a home sleep study or a hospital sleep study, an office sleep study. So my question to most patients is, if you snore, the number one is you snore, which is a sign of obstruction because the uvula is vibrating when you're breathing. But I tell the patient, you have to prove to me now that you don't have sleep apnea and you have to go take a test. So I send them over to a physician to get diagnosed or to get the test and then get diagnosed either mild, moderate, or severe.
Right, okay.
And usually the first treatment modality for the patient is that machine, the continuous pressure machine called the CPAP.
CPAP, right.
But a lot of patients are intolerant to it because of the confining nature of the tubing and everything that's associated with the CPAP. So there's a very high amount of patients who are intolerant, and so the compliance with the CPAP is not good.
It's dismal, in fact, from what I've read. And I think the medical term that people experience is humbug. It's not a medical term, but people, it's cumbersome. People just don't like it. They don't use it. They can't thrive on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have the dental appliance that a lot of patients have converted to very successfully.
Oh, good.
We also have a hybrid therapy where we're using dental appliance and just like nasal pillows. So we just have the tubes, you know, like oxygen tubes that are going into the nostrils.
Oh,
so that reduces the profile of the CPAP, and they can use both. And I recommend that hybrid therapy for those who have severe sleep apnea, and there are many severe sleep apnea patients out there.
And, of course, getting to the root cause, Dr. Nagata, and that is losing the weight that caused it in the first place, if it's the number one risk factor, which you mentioned.
Correct, losing weight is very, very critical in the success of treatment.
Mm-hmm. All right, Doctor, we need to take a break for a bottom hour station ID, and when we come back, I want to ask you about x-rays. I understand there's some new developments in the use and technology of x-rays in dental medicine and dentistry, and also alternatives to implants for missing teeth. What about bridges and crowns and valleys? No, the bridges take care of the valleys in your mouth, but we'll talk about that, as well as, if we have time, we'll talk about whitening and basic hygiene and some of the other new developments in dentistry with our guest. Our dental expert, Dr. Dennis Nagata, will tell you how to get in touch with him. And if you want to make an appointment directly with his office, we'll give out his number as well. So back after this, as Dr. Health Radio continues here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always listen to us tonight from 9 p.m. on Saturday Night Healthy, both on our AM and FM stations, 94.3, and that's FM, and AM 690, of course, here at KHNR. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Huge news about the awful Monsanto product Roundup. Big jury award about Roundup causing cancer. Want to have good memory when you're older? What you can do in your younger years? And a new study on what pets do for your health. All coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow, snow,
snow, snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to the program. Hey, the only doctors we don't allow on this show are the spin doctors. Thin doctors, on the other hand, are A-OK, and one of our doctors on our phone conference line right now is a thin doctor, and he's playing golf today to stay thin, I guess. Okay, let's get back to Dr. Dennis Nagata talking about dental health. What's new in x-rays, Dr. Nagata?
Well, x-rays are pretty much all digital now. We've gotten rid of film. We've reduced the radiation by about 50%.
How many percent? 50%?
about 60.
60%.
60%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 50. But it's a good way, and we can, you know, we are. It's much more diagnostic because we can blow up the X-ray. We can enhance the contrast, and we can see much more and do a much cleaner diagnosis for the patient.
I understand that's if the patient can't afford the procedure, they just touch up the X-rays. And no, I'm just kidding.
Anyway. No, not that.
Okay. So so people don't really have to fear the amount of radiation they're getting from a typical X-ray. What about the whole mouth X-ray? What do you call that again? The there's a name for it where you take the picture. I guess it's a full mouth X-ray.
So there's three types of that. There's what we call periapicals, where we take sections and we can see the like maybe three or four teeth in a film.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one called a panoramic X-ray, where it's a pan where we can see the entire jaw.
Okay.
And then the third one, which is becoming much more prevalent in terms of our ability to do proper diagnosis, is the CBCT, which is the cone beam.
Hmm.
And the cone beam is much more diagnostic in terms of we're able to spin the entire skull around, look at the anatomy in 360 degrees, and that helps us with our implant placement to make sure that we're putting the implant in where there's a proper amount of bone and a good quality of bone. We can also assess the quality of bone from the cone beam X-ray in terms of, it's called hound's tooth. And when there's certain, the hound's tooth amount will give us some idea of the density of the bone.
And so you spin the X-ray around so you don't have to spin the patient around, basically.
That's right.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you were able to see the technology and the implant placement using the XNAV.
I know. I was going to ask you about that, the XNAV. No, I didn't have a chance to look that up.
Yeah. So if you Google XNAV or YouTube XNAV technology, what we're doing is we're doing surgery virtually, and we're not looking at the patient. We're looking at a screen that is guiding us as to the positioning of the drilling.
So it's kind of like robotic surgery, is it? Or
it's kind of like, I'm the robot yet, but basically we have we put a clip. It's called an X clip. That's part of the X nap line. We put a clip in, and then in the patient's mouth, and we take a on the opposite side of where the implant is going to be, we put the patient through a minimal dose cone beam X-ray just to for that specific area. And now what I do is I do my implant planning on the software that's part of the XNAV system.
Mm-hmm.
And once I've nailed that down, then the XNAV will take over. And what it is, it's going to help me, guide me. I'm looking at a screen. It's telling me the exact placement, position, and the depth of where I have to go.
Huh.
So I'm very rarely looking at the patient. And this is much more precise. We don't need what we call a guide. In the past, we needed a guide that was fabricated in the laboratory. But
right.
A lot of patients cannot open wide enough for the guide. And so there's some kind of like issues with it. But this XNAV technology is fantastic, and it allows a lot of people to receive implants in a safe manner and much more successful in the long run.
Now, you don't keep an X file on the patients, do you? I hope.
No,
okay.
I don't. No,
all right.
I don't.
Okay, so using the XNAV on patients, but no X files involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Not
let's
yet.
Let's not yet. Let's move on to alternatives to implants. Now, as good as implants are, some people can't afford them, or they're not practical in certain situations for missing teeth. So, tell us about this new First Fit Bridges. What's that about?
So basically, there are people who have, say, missing upper tooth, and the sinus is much too low, and there's no room for the implant.
Oh, gotcha.
Sinus.
Okay.
But that's one instance. But a lot of times, patients maybe cannot afford and need an interim restoration. You know,
yeah.
You can always do an implant later, but we don't want the teeth to move, because anytime you have the empty space, the teeth want to move into that space.
Right.
You know, so basically, this First Fit Bridge is a minimally invasive technique where we just cut two slots on the adjacent teeth that of the missing tooth site.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a regular bridge, but very minimally invasive in the fact that all we do is cut two small slots and then we slide a zirconium tooth and the right into the tooth, and we bond everything in. And it's been very, very successful. And patients are really, really enjoying that.
So, in other words, instead of grinding down the tooth, because typically you have to grind down the tooth on each side to put the crown on, or bridge rather.
So the basically the way it works is you come in and I look at the area, I check the and you say, well, I can't afford an implant. I said, okay, let's do this then. And then what I do, I take a mold of it, and then I send this to the laboratory that does the bridge. Then they send me a guide, like a preparation guide.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my special handpiece in the guide to cut these slots, and with these slots, then the patient comes back, and then I put the guide in, I cut the slots, and I put the bridge in, and sometimes you don't even have to numb the patient.
Wow, really?
Because the slots are so minimal, but it's such a great service for those patients who are unable to do implants at a certain period of time in their life.
Definitely. Wow, interesting. Yeah. Okay, let's shift gears one more time to whitening, the cosmetic aspect of dentistry. What's the latest on that? And, what are some of the downsides and upsides of that?
The biggest issue with whitening has been sensitivity during the procedure and after the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking into a procedure called Perfect Smile.
Okay.
And it's a chemically combination of items that have been put into the solution that reduces not only sensitivity but also reduces the in-office whitening time to about 20 minutes.
Wow, really?
And we're looking into that. And then we after that we give the patient a pen to continue the whitening at home. So it's a very, very good system that we're looking at. We're going to try it on ourselves first. Before we try it on our patients, but so far so good. It looks really, really.
Wouldn't it be cheaper though if I just go to Office Max and get the white out? You know, the little pen that.
Yeah, you can do that, but it's gone when you brush your teeth.
Yeah, I've noticed it doesn't taste that good. I mean, no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, all right. So Perfect Smile. That's something to stay tuned for. Now, does that have peroxide like the typical whitening kits do?
Yeah, it has some. Carbamide peroxide. I think there's a proprietary solution that they've developed to not only create an effective whitening, but also reduce the sensitivity.
Oh, that's good news, because I did have my teeth whitened years ago, and I did have a problem with...
It was sensitive.
Yeah, I'm really sensitive.
Even I did it, and I had to abort it a couple times
because
it was sensitive.
Really? Interesting.
So these are already... I'll fill you in more probably on the next show or give you some more information on this Perfect Smile, but I think it's going to be a really, really good product for our patients.
You know, whenever a dentist says he's going to fill me in, I kind of take that. I'm a little wary of that statement. I don't want any more fillings than I already have, but anyway, that's another program. Dr. Nagata, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here, and when we come back, I want to ask you about, with this being the summer season of the year, there's a lot of vitamin D that is being formed from people being out in the sun, which is not only good for your bones but also your teeth. And we'll talk about nutrients for the teeth and how to keep yours strong and healthy, build up those or pay attention to nutrition to keep your teeth built up and strong for all the days of your life. And then we'll give out Dr. Nagata's phone number and information as well, website, etc. So much more information to come here on the Summer Smile Show on Dr. Health Radio. I'm David Snow, talking today to Dr. Dennis Nagata, our resident dental expert here on the program. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Did you know that you have three brains? Yes, you heard right. Exciting new research reveals you have three brains: your head brain, your heart brain, and your gut brain. These three brains are like an orchestra with billions of neurons working together to create a harmonic symphony. This intricate relationship between these three brains impacts your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Three Brain Supplements from Natural Factors is a bold new innovation in mental health. It provides a whole-body approach to balance brain health and well-being. Start with the Three Brains Total Kit, which includes five supplements that are essential for three brain health. The kit provides foundational support for all three of your brains. Then, depending on your unique needs, choose from Higher Thoughts to enhance brain performance, Mental Sunshine for healthy mood balance, Serene Mind to relieve stress-related fatigue, or The Best Sleep for restful sleep. Learn more at 3brainshealth.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. Hey, you may know this already. It's a fact that the wounds in your mouth heal very fast. But how much faster do they heal? Well, wounds in the mouth mend much faster than cuts to the skin. And a study has found that cells in the mouth are always primed for healing. This is interesting information, folks. Share with you a few other facts that you may not be aware of, and it may benefit you, especially in the near future. They're doing more research on this. And this research hints at ways to improve wound healing elsewhere in the body. This is from University of California, San Diego. They did research where they made small wounds in the mouths and on the upper arms of 30 volunteers. Well, the oral damage healed about 5 to 10 times faster in the mouth than it did on the skin. Biopsies revealed networks of healing genes are permanently active or on standby in the cells of the mouth lining, but not in skin cells. And when the team altered mice to activate these networks in skin, external wounds healed faster. Isn't that interesting? Dr. Nagata, what do you think of this research? This is groundbreaking.
That's good for dentists.
Well, yeah.
Feel faster, you know what I mean?
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know, we have the mouth is dynamic, and there's constant sloughing of some of the older tissue in your cheeks and the areas, you know. And then one thing we always talk about is scraping the tongue, too. But I think, you know, the healing process is interesting, and then it's good to know. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, when people do genetic tests, they swab some of
the saliva.
Yeah, the saliva and the cells in the mouth. Yeah, so
yeah.
Get your whole picture of your ancestry. I mean, that's pretty powerful when you think about it. And a lot of people don't have. Let's talk about saliva, because I talked about dehydration in the Health Hotline News, and using mints to help in that regard. But tell us some of the consequences from a dentistry or oral health standpoint of being dehydrated, you know, dry mouth syndrome.
Yeah, dry mouth is our biggest challenge because with the dry mouth comes decay, because the saliva is not washing away the plaque and the bacteria that's causing the decay. So people who have xerostomia, which is the word for dry mouth,
that's right.
We have some products that are available for them, but they need to just carry water with them, unfortunately, all the time and keep swishing their mouth with water, especially after they eat. So I have these people on a special regimen where they're actually brushing at least 3 to 4 times a day, but with a special toothpaste that helps with the dry mouth.
And you know, xylitol helps to hydrate as well. The if you have the xylitol lozenges, like the Spry brand.
I love xylitol. I use the gum. You know, if I can't brush my teeth or whatever, the xylitol gum, and then there's xylitol and some toothpaste.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, so it's a great product.
Yeah, it really does work, and it is clinically proven to reduce tooth decay. Let's talk about nutrition in the mouth, specifically the teeth. Vitamin D, of course, good for bone health and bone density, but also good for the teeth. I mean, that's you know, that is an integral part of tissue in the body. And talk about you know, when you have patients that look like they have nutritional deficiencies, oftentimes it shows up in the mouth first, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you know, sometimes I look at the tongue and I can tell if vitamin D deficiency, looking at the tongue and ears, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of times if the tongue gets swollen, usually it's a sign that there's a vitamin D deficiency, so I'll put them on a B complex.
Oh, yeah, B, vitamin yeah, okay. Complex. That's what I thought you were saying D, and I thought, well, I know B complex is,
So it's a B as in boy complex, and that really helps them out. But what you're saying is true. Vitamin D B, C, and D. All the vitamins are important.
Yes, right.
In oral health, vitamin D, vitamin C is really, really critical in the overall health.
And then it's just as important what you avoid as to what you ingest. Of course, smoking is the worst thing for your teeth and oral cavity,
right.
But also, you know, not only the sugars, but sticky foods, starches that eventually can turn to sugars. The bacteria feeds on them, you know, like sticky rice and caramel and things that are more problematic when it comes to keeping the teeth clean or keeping them off the teeth and in your stomach, not in your mouth. Definitely, you don't want any telltale signs of you know, the residual effect of some of those foods that people are consuming.
It's the sticky stuff.
Yeah, sticky stuff. The sticky diet you don't want.
Good.
Stick to not sticky foods or non-sticky foods, I guess.
Yeah.
What kind of diet do you follow? Low carb, high carb, no carb?
Right now I'm in ketogenic.
Oh, okay.
I like it. I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a keto diet. But you know, I'll cheat once a week. I'll have a nice bowl of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. But in general, I stay keto as much as possible.
Uh-huh. I follow Miss Piggy's diet. Miss Piggy's diet. Have you heard? You never eat more than you can lift. that always works for me anyway. We only have about 5 minutes left, so before we run out of time, give us your phone number for people wanting to make an appointment or have a question for you.
Yeah, as you know, David, I've moved my office. I've merged with another group, and mm-hmm. it's called Landmark Dental Group Hawaii. My number is 946-6326. And I still have my website, though, smallpower.net.
Oh, okay.
www.smallpower.net. We're located right at the gateway to Waikiki, right across from the convention center. And there's a lot of parking. We have valet parking available when it gets busy.
Even valet? Wow, excuse me.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. But we have I'm really enjoying practicing now because of the technology that has arrived with this new practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only for the better care on the part of the patient, but the patients are much more comfortable.
Those chairs are just amazing. I wish I had them in my car. Where are they from, Switzerland or Germany?
They're from Germany. They're made by a company called Dentsply Sirona. And they actually flew us up to Germany to look at these chairs.
Oh, my gosh.
And see how they were made.
Huh.
You know, it's like one of those cars. You go up to Germany and buy a BMW or a
right.
right?
Huh.
So you're obligated to buy it now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I think they made a wise choice or decision to put those appliances in your office there, because they do make a difference in the comfort of the patient, and you're able to maneuver them more effectively than in other chairs that I've seen in.
Yeah, it's much more comfortable now. And then, you know, they can stay for longer procedures without having discomfort in their back or anything like that. So it's a good thing.
They should have a massage function, you know, like some of the luxury cars. Oh, it does? I don't remember that.
It does.
Oh,
yeah. Well, one of the chairs, I didn't think you qualified for the massage.
Oh. Okay. Well, all righty. Well, it was enjoyable having you on as your last show of Don Dr. Health Radio. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay, well, I'm going to have to make an appointment just to experience the massage chair. Maybe I'll do it. Can I do it for my prophylaxis, my teeth cleaning?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll request the massage chair for having Colleen clean my teeth over there. All right. And then, so smilepower.net, and then your number 946-6326. And we talked about whitening. Let's just finish on hygiene, because a lot of people still don't know, you know, they see the commercials on TV and they think that they have to put a pea pod size amount of toothpaste on their toothbrush, when it should be a pea size amount, not a pea pod size.
Right.
Of course, the toothpaste manufacturers want you to use as much toothpaste as possible. They make more money, but
the commercials show you putting the entire length of the toothbrush.
Yes,
right, the bristles. Yeah.
And you don't do that. You don't have to do that. I mean, it's way too much, really. I just put a little pea-size amount. And even you talk about dry brushing, where you just use the toothbrush and not any toothpaste whatsoever. And that can be effective, too.
Just it makes it more pleasant brushing. That's it.
But also the problem, and we've talked about this in previous shows, Dr. Nagata, and that is it only takes 30 to 45 seconds, I believe, for your mouth to feel fresh and clean when you're using, you know, the minty toothpastes. But the fact is you have to brush for about 2 minutes to get all the plaque and tartar off your teeth, the surface of the enamel. And so people have a false sense of security or a false feeling that they have brushed their teeth thoroughly when if they were doing it just with a brush or a non, you know, maybe a tooth powder instead of a minty, flavorful toothpaste, they would brush
recently
longer.
Recently, they've, I've been monitoring these patients and with the water pick.
Yeah.
And that water pick is really makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a new one.
You have implants and everything.
Exactly.
It's portable. It's small now. Mm-hmm. You know, you can travel with it. It's a fantastic product.
Yeah.
And I noticed a much better tissue response with the water pick. And the, I really recommend it if you have difficulty flossing or if you don't floss at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Some people still don't floss. I mean, it's like 36% of the population don't floss or something like that. Or maybe 36% do. But we should mention, too, that you don't have to floss all your teeth, just the ones you want to keep, right?
You want to keep.
Okay.
That's right. That's what
but maybe it's good maybe you should advise against flossing, Dr. Nagata. That keeps you in business. It perpetuates your practice.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Well, hey, thanks so much for being there, and we invite
you to
come back at least one more time before the end of the year and keep our pearly whites shining bright. Okay. All right. There goes Dr. Dennis Nagata. Okay. Hope you win your golf game. Okay.
Okay.
All right. 946-6326 or smilepower.net. And here we go with hour number one, but hour number two is coming right up after the top of the hour Fox News with botanical medicine expert Steve Fraley talking about Hawaiian herbal medicine and how it can address pain, inflammation, and many other complaints that you may have that could affect your health and happiness. And so we'll be back and all of our regular features, the Fitness File and Dick Allgaier's Health Report as well, next hour as well. So stick around. After the top of the hour Fox News for hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.